Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And Tom, let's start with a check on our livestock futures here today. And why don't you kind of recap what happened on livestock here today?
Dave, we started out with downside in the cattle market, then we worked back on the positive side. So almost all feeder cattle and live cattle contracts make new highs today for the move. Then when box beef prices came out at midday, they was only 21 cents higher on the choice, down 84 in selects on a movement of 61 loads. That's when we started coming off the highs of the session and spent the rest of the session trading mostly negative in the cattle complex. We did see a cattle kill today of 108,000 head, and it's still very quiet in the feed yards. On the close today, April live cattle down 40 cents. June cattle, 5 cents lower. April feeders were down 30. May feeders down 22. And April lean hogs closed unchanged.
We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you ready to take care of your projects that have been piling up? P&K can help with a John Deere 3032E tractor. You'll get 32 horsepower of pure ready-to-work muscle. And the best part is, we'll top it off with a $3,200 discount and low-rate financing. So don't miss out. Let the P&K sales team kickstart your productivity this spring. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/2/16. Finance offer subject to approved credit. Residency restrictions apply. Must be a resident of Oklahoma or Arkansas. Other restrictions may also apply. See P&K for details. All right, Tom, let's talk about our grain futures here today. And as we kind of take a quick look at it, wow, the wheat futures were with really a rough day today, both in Kansas City and in Chicago.
The wheat futures saw a turnaround today, Dave, as they started with upside today. Was looking like we was going to have another positive day in the wheat. Then we came back after 8:30 reopening. This market started selling off, and we saw double-digit losses today, especially in Kansas City. One of the things that might have added to the selling today was the NOAA's weather forecast, and they're pretty much calling for above-normal precip across the plains with some cooler than normal temps into midsummer. And I think that put some pressure on a market that had seen good gains over quite a period of time here. Corn and soybeans managed to find positive closes. May KC wheat was down 13 cents today. July down 12 and a quarter. May Chicago wheat 8 1/4 lower. May corn was 1/4 penny higher. December corn 3/4 penny higher. The May soybeans 3 1/4 higher. And November soybeans 4 1/4 higher.
And for Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.